Doctors could soon have a new tool in their arsenal for the fight against coronavirus. One America's Pearson Sharp has more on the medicine that researchers in Australia say could cure the virus in just 48 hours.
The fight against coronavirus could have a powerful new weapon. It's called ivermectin. News out of Australia has revealed doctors are now successfully using the drug to treat patients infected with the coronavirus, with one doctor saying it makes corona very simple to kill. So far, the medicine hasn't been widely used against the coronavirus specifically, but is typically used for parasitic infections. However, a peer-reviewed study led by Monash University back in April found that even a single dose of the drug could kill the coronavirus in less than 48 hours. Ivermectin is well established and has been available since the 1970s. It's FDA approved and is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. That means it has very few side effects and is considered one of the safest drugs in the world. In fact, in 2011, a scientific journal in Japan, where the medicine is originally from, called ivermectin a wonder drug, on the same level as penicillin and aspirin. And it's not only potent, it's also very inexpensive. The wholesale cost for a course of treatment is just 12 cents, meaning it's a safe and widely available treatment for the coronavirus. Australian doctor and professor Thomas Borody is spearheading efforts to raise awareness for the drug's effectiveness.
It's an antiparasitic. It sits across South America, quite a bit in the USA, also India and Bangladesh. And in those places where trials between 80 and 160 patients were done, the amazing and surprising thing is there's not one paper where it was successful less than 100%. That is the actual factual result. It is curative within 6 to 8 days.
He says when used in combination with two other drugs, an antiviral called doxycycline and zinc, that ivermectin is amazingly effective in treating the coronavirus. The medicine works by allowing healthy cells to quickly remove the virus, preventing it from taking hold. Dr. Borody adds that countless doctors and frontline workers around the world, including himself, are already taking this treatment as a preventative against the coronavirus.
If we use a preventative combination of ivermectin every, say, 2 weeks, it would work like a vaccine, but it would not only cure, vaccine doesn't cure, and prevent recurrence as long as you took it, for 1 year, 2 years.
Even doctors in the U.S. are having success with the drug. Doctors in Broward County, Florida, say they're already curing coronavirus patients with ivermectin and seeing a near 100% success rate.
If we get to those people early, and what I mean by that, if their oxygen requirements are less than 50%, I've had nearly a 100% response rate. They all improve.
Patients using the medicine are claiming it saved their lives.
I didn't know what was going to happen. It saved my life. Trust me, it saved my life.
It's not clear how other medical experts in the U.S. will respond to this latest discovery. But with options like hydroxychloroquine and now ivermectin on the table, many say Democrats' refusal to make these medicines available is no different than murdering the patients who need them but can't get them. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
Want to see more videos like this? Click on the link below and subscribe to One America News on YouTube and call your cable provider and kindly demand that One America News is added to your lineup. Call and subscribe today.